This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I don't want to sound too immodest, but some of the smartest people on the radio are right here, right now. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Somebody sent me a note suggesting that this was much better, listening to this program, much better than watching the cooking channel, because we all have some intriguing ideas about how to cook things. And I thought that was nice.
That's a very nice person to say that you have intriguing ways of cooking things.
Well,
that is a
when
friend.
I taste wine and someone says, "What do you think?" and I think it's pretty horrible, I say, "It's interesting." So intriguing, I think,
always,
is about the same
wait
way.
A minute. The motto here is you always tell the truth.
Absolutely. Remember, but when you're standing in front of someone who's like, "Do you like what I spent my whole life creating?" and you really don't, you say it's interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a wonderfully blasé word. All right, let's go to the Buckeye State for some good news, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is some good news. The U.S. Marshals Service has recovered at least 25 missing children in Ohio over a two-week stretch as part of an ongoing operation in the state of Ohio. Over the weekend, U.S. Marshals rescued dozens of missing children across Ohio, many of whom were victims of sex trafficking, according to Governor Mike DeWine. During a Tuesday news conference, they're calling it Operation Safety Net, and it's still in its first 2 weeks, and it's ongoing, according to the U.S. Marshals. It's being carried out in conjunction with local law enforcement agencies around northern Ohio. The Governor DeWine described it as a great, great effort, and although only some of the children were believed to be victims of human trafficking, he called on all residents to recognize and report signs of it. They can include a young person who reportedly runs away, individuals who move often, a young person with someone who is older and unrelated, or, of course, the physical signs of abuse, among other indicators, according to the governor. These children that were recovered were missing for various reasons, and they were found in multiple locations. Some could be vulnerable to abuse and neglect at home. About a quarter of them were believed to be victims of human trafficking or forced prostitution. The operation focused on cases in northern Ohio, but at least one child was found as far away as Florida. Wow. They said sometimes the situations that they go to can sometimes be, believe it or not, better than the situations they left from.
According
to one of the U.S. Marshals, they said, "We've had some cases where the mother or father or both may have been prostituting their own child."
Mm.
Now, this is pretty staggering. More than 90% of missing children in the U.S. are classified as endangered runaways. And these are children who, under the age of 18, who fled their homes on their own. And that designation can also include children who were enticed by online predators, who fled with mental health or maybe with special needs conditions, or victims escaping sex trafficking or forced prostitution at their own home. One in six of the 23,500 endangered runaways reported just in 2019 alone were probable victims of child sex trafficking, according to the center. Now, Safety Net, this operation, will go on for another couple of weeks, but according to reports, that because of the success, they're going to bring it back next year and probably expand this as well. So this is really, I think, some good news that we can celebrate. There are so many kids who are vulnerable. I was speaking to someone this week who talked about, he was someone who worked for the sex trafficking division of the LAPD, and he said, how much of this can be centered around foster homes? He said, you really have to watch that activity. And he said, you'd be surprised to know what these kids are enduring in their situation. So,
oof. Horrible.
Some good news to celebrate. And hopefully they'll be able to keep this operation up and to expand it to try to get these kids some help.
All right. Let's see if we think the announcement from the CDC is good news. Actually, there's a target date, apparently, for the release of a vaccine. My question was, when I saw this earlier, we talked about it a little, was this the same material that we were talking about yesterday that may be not tested as well as it ought to be? There's a public health notice that's gone out in the last 24 hours.
Ought to be is kind of subjective because it takes like 7 years to get something with FDA approval. So
yeah. Well, I mean, but they say this vaccine will be out as early as next month. And it would be offered to doctors and nurses and other high-risk populations. The question is that the Trumpsters are pushing the authorities to do something before the election so they can crow about that. Again, everything is political, as we've been acknowledging. Everything is about politics, which is pretty damn disgusting in and of itself. But anyway, what do we say? Yes, no? Would you take it?
No.
Well, we all
would you?
We're going to take it anyway.
If I were a frontline worker, I might consider it. I mean, right now, I can minimize my risk, and I've already had it.
Let's answer me this question. How is South Korea, that has 52 million people, only had 300 deaths from this stuff? What are they doing there?
Well, I asked that question of, we have a family friend who's a virologist and who has worked in South Korea after SARS, and I asked that same question, and he said, despite what a lot of people, and I know you and Jen agree on this, and I'm on a different side of it, about the shutting down, but he said that's exactly why they contain it, because they've been through this before. They know exactly how to shut down. Everyone wears a mask all the time. They just know how to handle it. They're used to these types of things.
So that must
We're
be the case
here.
With Japan as well, and maybe Australia.
Well, Japan didn't actually have a great time of this pandemic. Japan,
now they've had very few cases recently.
Now they're, they were a little
Canada's
slow
low.
As well.
Yeah.
Canada, I look at this different.
Canada is low.
This probably won't surprise you, but I look at this differently.
It's okay.
And the CDC this past weekend revised the numbers of deaths from COVID-19 alone. My question for these countries, are they only reporting their COVID-only deaths? Because ours is only at, like, just under 10,000.
That's actually not true, Jen. That was. I know Trump retweeted that, but that was totally...
It's not about Trump retweeting it. It's about what the CDC has.
But the CDC came out and said that they didn't say that. So that was very misleading to a lot of people. It's 180,000 deaths.
Those are people with combined comorbidities. Those are the people that this is my point, is that if you're looking at something, if you're looking at the people who had no comorbidities, who were killed by COVID, the number is under 10,000. I did the research on this weekend.
But who cares? Because everyone has an underlying. Anyone had an underlying condition, it kills them. So,
well, this is my point. My point is this: are those other countries counting in the same way? Are they counting people who might have died from heart because they had heart disease or diabetes? Are they counting on that?
I don't know.
Because maybe what you're getting, and the reason the numbers seem so much lower than ours, are that they're only counting people who died 100% from COVID. So I wouldn't put much stock in those numbers until we know for sure how they're counting them, because they could be using a different system than we are.
In a moment here on the DJV program, I'd like to talk about safeguards that we are we as a country, I guess maybe it's a question, are we putting up or are we creating safeguards so that we don't have systemic racism any longer, whether it's in government or other institutions? Let's spend a few minutes talking about that in a matter of moments. 14 after the hour on today's DJV program with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So, with the national conversation as it is to promote racial justice, and whether we all think about it the same way, it certainly is something that we are dealing with. We see it, we hear it, we're around it. Since George Floyd, it has been at the top of, and there are other incidents certainly that have happened since then, that keep it top of mind. But what, you know, where do we go with this is a question that I have had, because we all have different points of view, and I don't mean just the three of us. I just mean we all admit that it's important. And so is there a system that's being set up, I guess would be my question, safeguarding or eliminating the sort of systemic racism that most people think has existed for decades, centuries, however? What do we do to fix it?
America fixes it. America is a great equalizer. Our system allows people to have upward mobility no matter what. I totally disagree with the fact. Always. America is not perfect in our people, but America, the system, is most perfectly set up so that it can get people even across the board, so that people have equal access to creating a better life for themselves.
Right, so is
but
that
they
the
don't.
Answer
but
to
the
100
people, believe but in they that. Do not have equal access.
Start
on the technology front. People don't even have equal access to broadband.
Ladies, hold on, please.
Yeah.
I understand that we have maybe a different point of view as to what the degree is or the relevance of it in certain segments. But I'm more interested, as you know, in finding a solution. So rather than talking, if we can spend a minute or two talking about what perhaps can be done to fix the problems, if we acknowledge that there are certainly a basic core element in our society that does have, you know, some, we have to
see, I
go
don't,
to the fringe,
and that's maybe where we disagree. I don't believe that there is systemic racism in this country. I don't think this
talk
country,
to any black person who's tried to get a mortgage.
Okay,
that
let me ask you this
all
question.
The time.
Farmers.
300. Let me ask you this: 350,000 people from Africa were brought here for slavery. 3 million people in the last couple of years from Africa have come here. Why would 3 million people from Africa come here if this was a systemically
that's
racist?
That's such a broad question. It doesn't even address the
but
issue.
But it's not
people
about slavery
here.
Now.
No,
not
that doesn't.
Slave.
No, the question is: if you're,
why
if,
does
if
any
America is
come
so
here?
Bad? If America is
so
systemically
so bad.
Racist,
but we're not dealing with fixing it. It isn't that it's so bad. It's that it could be better.
Absolutely. It can always be better. But I'm saying that the core principles of America, I'm giving you the answer, the core principles that America was founded on are what will fix this problem.
And what are
freedom.
Those core principles?
Freedom
this,
and
we
liberty.
Don't have enough time to talk about this, but yeah, that's to deny that that systemic racism.
Right, let's not talk about
exists.
The denial, though. Jennifer gave us her solution. So, Victoria, what do you think?
There
the
are a lot of
is?
There are well, there's not one solution. That's why it's systemic and it's not individual. The system is broken. The system is flawed. That's why it's systemic racism. And we have to fix. We have to go to technology. Well, we've got to look at banking.
What do we do? I know banking is a big problem.
Banking is a huge problem. There's a big bank merger that's coming up. It's the first two black-owned banks that have $1 billion in assets, and they're going to focus on giving mortgages and business loans to black-owned businesses
to
black individuals. That's one solution.
Yeah.
To deny that this is... Yeah, I'm not saying America's not great. I've never said that. But to deny that systemic racism is a real problem...
I think we need to really be thinking.
But acknowledging
about
that the problem is real is part of the solution.
Okay.
I can't acknowledge what I don't think is true.
Right,
and I
so
could give you a whole lot of reasons
effect
why, but
that.
We have to do. No, that's not true. We have
21
to do it
after the hour.
A different day.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People argue by the thousands. In fact, this could be the best part of, or certainly one of the best parts of this program every week, when we throw back the hands of time to a particular week and a particular year. Top five songs from this week in 1972 is where we are this week. There's not much here that I can sing along with. I think you did this on purpose, Victoria.
I did not. I really don't even know these songs.
Oh, don't you? You don't know this song? This is
I've heard this.
Hold Your Head Up was number five this week in 1972. And then it was followed by a song that's played on every AC station that exists still. It's almost like it was the number one song on some station still. This song from 1972 by Looking Glass, a studio group. Brandy, you're a fine, fine girl. Crack that up, Phil, will you?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Wears a braided chain.
She's a braided
made
chain.
Finest silver from the north of Spain.
Silver from the north of Spain.
I can hear Doug. I know that's your favorite thing to do is to repeat lyrics.
All right, let's go. It's not my favorite thing to do. It's one of my fun things to do. This is the best song of the week as far as I'm concerned. Al Green. Oh, my God, what a great song this is. Number three, Still in Love With You. I got goosebumps. My face for a change. Don't you love this? You know this. You don't know this song, Victoria?
I love Al Green, but I don't know if I know this song.
The Reverend Al Green.
The Reverend, yeah. I love his voice. Oh, my gosh.
I can't sing these notes. He used to be able to. That's a background music. Probably a wrecking crew. No, where this Punk Brothers is on this, I'm guessing. All right, so there it is, number three. This week, 25 after the hour on the DJV program. As a song many consider to be the best song the Hollies ever recorded. A cool woman in a black dress. Yeah, interesting lyric. Number two this week in 1972. Very simple song, in a manner of speaking, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a good rap song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Now, the next song was on the top of the charts for 6 weeks. This is a song that spoke to so many relationships. Gilbert O'Sullivan, one of the most miserably sad songs you will ever hear. But it hit the note with people. That's why I stayed on the number one slot. Listen to some of this. Aloni and Nashville. Do you know this song, Victoria?
I do not.
All right, here we go.
To knock me down, reality came around. And without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy. Well, if He really does exist, why did He deserve me? In my heart of need, I truly am indeed alone again.
This is sad. I almost feel like crying myself listening to this. I can't tell you how many. I was still a jock at 72, so I must have played this song 100 jillion times. But every time I played it, if I was really listening to it, a lot of times the jocks never listen to music. They're doing something else to get ready for whatever comes next. But if you listen to this song, it'll send you over the edge. You want
to
jump off of a cliff. Right.
Why was this so popular for 6 weeks?
Because obviously a lot of people were depressed in the 70s. If there's a song around that could be revived for our present moment, this may be one of them.
Oh, boy.
Aloni, especially for all the people getting a divorce after being together for as long as they were. Aloni Again, Naturally, the Gilbert O'Sullivan song, number one this week in 1972. Say It Again, Doug, review the top songs every week at this time of a particular year. This happens to be from 1972. It's 28 after the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Congress seemingly no closer to negotiating a new coronavirus relief package, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says it seems the closer we get to the presidential election, the more bipartisan cooperation diminishes.
And I can't tell you today for sure whether we'll get another rescue package or not. I can tell you I think we need another one.
McConnell was speaking to reporters in his home state of Kentucky. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver has died at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame saying Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues, spending most of his career with New York's Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting, saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Changing up is what we're all about here. It's kind of like a lefty and a righty, right? When you stand at the home plate, pitcher doesn't know that he's going to hit the ball on the left side or the right side. That's what we're here. We're just the same here. You don't know where we're coming from much of the time, and that's a cool thing, I think, anyway. DJV Show, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you with a focus on Rochester as the world, well, the world, is the world paying attention to what's going on in Rochester? Or certainly in America we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes? Yeah, Rochester, right? New York. This is an interesting case because it dates back to March 23rd. And as, you know, we were in the sort of the height of the pandemic, a lot of these stories kind of didn't really make national headlines. This one is back because of a wrongful death suit that's being filed by the family. So what happened was, a man named Daniel Prude, who had mental health issues, he was having a mental health episode on March 23rd. His brother Joe called the Rochester Police Department for help. This is all caught on body cam footage. There's about 11 minutes of various officers' footage that has been edited together so you can see all the different angles. What happened after this was just insane. So the man is having this mental health issue, this episode. He gets tased by the police. He's then handcuffed. He's on the ground. And for whatever reason, and no one seems to understand this, the police officers put a bag over his head, and he died. He suffocated.
It's called a spit hood, right? that what it's called?
I don't know. I've never heard that term. I don't know what it is.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
So the man is rolling around on the ground with this bag over his head. He can't breathe. He spits up and he vomits in this hood.
That's what I call spit hood, yeah.
3 minutes and 10 seconds after the restraint, an officer says he started throwing up. Now it looks like he doesn't even have chest compression. So this man, Daniel...
Why did they do it in the first place?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I think that's part of the big question. So essentially what happened is they took him, an ambulance arrived 11 minutes after the first officer arrived on the scene. They took him to the hospital and he was already brain dead and then was later pronounced dead. They say that, the autopsy showed, which I don't know why they need an autopsy, but they ruled it a homicide caused by complications of asphyxia in the setting of a physical restraint. So.
But who came up, where is it in the police academy that you put plastic bags over the heads of
I'm at a loss. I don't know. So now the family, attorneys for the family say the video shows that the officers were mocking him and teasing him. They left him on the ground while handcuffed and naked before they
put
the bag over
his
head.
Where do we come up with these morons?
I don't know.
Who are just, is it we're getting the worst of the worst because nobody wants to be a police officer in the first place?
And this is,
where do
you
we
know,
come up with these people and their value system?
Yeah. I know. And this is a major city in the state of New York.
Rochester is a big city, yeah.
Yeah.
The third or fourth biggest city. Buffalo,
right.
Rochester, about the same. Buffalo's a little bigger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Albany, I think it goes New York City, Albany, Buffalo, and then Rochester in that, in that order. So
it's just the mind reels, you know, at this point. It's just, I don't know.
How do they have a clue to the reality of the world at the moment unless they're just oblivious? All right, the Postal Service says that 1 million primary ballots were mailed late. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is mailed late by whom? The people who were mailing them in? That one of them counted?
I believe meaning they didn't reach the election office in time to be counted. So they were postmarked at whatever the appropriate few days or a week or whatever before, they weren't actually delivered on time.
Are we going back to
the post office is a mess?
Well, it's been a mess, though. It isn't just now that it's a mess. It's been a mess for decades.
Yeah,
it's a sewer. You talk about draining the swamp.
Yeah.
This is a place. The first day that they were in office, they should have sent somebody like this. I don't know if this guy DeJoy was the right one, but somebody should have gone. That should have been their first target because it's something we all use. We all know how inefficient it is. We all know what a lock the union has on all the workers there, and the government, you know, unions are king. And so, and these people are just, not all, it's like, you can't say all of any group is one way or another. But the systemic leadership problem that they have there is, I mean, they just keep promoting these people that are imbeciles, and they get into bigger jobs. And so there's more imbecilic stuff that goes on.
I was reading an expose from someone who used to be one of the heads of a police union, and it's an anonymous piece. And it's really, he likened it, and I think that most people don't realize this, but he said that police unions are less unions and really more of a fraternity, like a frat house.
Yep.
And he said that they really, you know, when you think of a union, you know, you and I have been in the broadcast union, you know, people are in various plumbers unions, electricians.
I've been in seven unions in my life. Yep.
Right. So his argument was it's not the actual police departments that are the problem. It is the unions and the way that they are structured and run. And even when, quote unquote, good cops try to rat out bad cops, just like being in a college fraternity, there are ramifications for that. There's hazing, there's bullying, there's retaliation. There are so many things that we don't really even think about, which that is where I am sympathetic to the
police. Human condition.
Because there are good cops. Yeah. There are plenty
of
good cops. I know several of them, you know, in my life that are really good people. But if they try to rat something out, if they try to, you know, point out like this person's doing something wrong or whatever, there's just this hierarchy of bullying and hazing that there's nowhere for them to go. They can't go to a commanding officer because he's in on it too. So who do you go to? The press. They go to the press and anonymously tell their stories. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it always traces back to them, and then they deal with retaliation.
So, speaking of where do they go, the situation that has been crystallized or catalyzed, if you will, by the coronavirus reality. Places like New York, Los Angeles, the two maybe best examples of how maybe the contrasting, well, blah Blasio made a mess of it. The state of New York's done a better job, whereas in California, both the mayor of Los Angeles, the mayor of San Francisco, and the governor have made a mess out of it. As a result of that, if you look at the stats, and this is something I was sort of thinking about a week or two ago, and then I came across the overview of the people who are moving out of the big cities.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in a big time way.
Yep.
Not just a few here and there, but people are looking for more affordable, more spacious living. The suburbs are growing. And my community is an example of it. People moving out of Boston, moving out here 26 miles due west. Real estate values are up in the stratosphere. A new construction, crazy prices people are paying. And so whether we appreciate this or not, the shift to smaller living, maybe even out into the rural parts of our country, is changing real estate values.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to look any further than some of the big farm areas where huge tracts of land have been sold recently. I know a friend of mine who's a developer, just bought 400 acres of land in a town about 10 miles from here. It's an old ram sham or whatever they, what do they call it when, this was in the middle of nowhere. This was a site for retreats, but it was run by the sheiks. What do they call those things?
I don't know.
Ashram or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Sheiks, so, like Arab sheiks?
No, not sheiks. I'm sorry. Shias. Not Shias either. What's
confused.
What's the turban? Who wears
an,
what's
an
the
ashram?
Sect? What's the
well,
sect that wears turbans?
Hindus.
Yeah, Hindus. Okay.
Hindus or Sikhs.
Yeah, Sikhs. That's
but I always think of that. An ashram as like a hippie commune.
Yeah, well, it was just
where like everyone does yoga and eats stuff that smells like dirt. That's how I always think of an ashram.
Excuse me.
I should qualify that. American ashrams.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, people moving all over the place, they're going to tax-friendly, business-friendly, regulatory-friendly states because they're fed up. In California, probably the best example, with more taxes, businesses being taxed out of existence, so many regulations that you can't keep up with them. It's the government, the government, the government, and they're so tone-deaf to it. The mayor and the governor of California, they are el stupidos. When it comes to this stuff, they're so inculcated in their own. You know, you talked about the blue wall of silence or the frat house
mm-hmm.
with the police. Yeah. It's the same with the politicians, especially in states like California. So there is, for example, outside of San Francisco, in a small town, the rent since the 1st of March, rent on smaller property, people not even buying, but they want to go, they rent. In some cases, the rent has gone up 5% a month.
Oh.
5% a month.
And just as a renter, I'm a current renter and have been for a long time, just to give you some perspective on that 5% per month, if your rent goes up, if you sign a yearly lease and if your rent, if they propose that your rent's going to go up 5% for the year, that's considered really high. Like the average is about 2-3% per year.
By the way,
that rent is going up 5% a month. That's insane.
And if you look at New York, San Francisco, the rents are dropping on average 3-4% a month.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine called me in New York. It's like a mass exodus. We have a lot of friends still in Manhattan. We got out at the right time a little over a year ago.
Yeah, you did.
But our friends say it's just one moving van after another.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine called me the other day because he's looking to move out of Manhattan as well. And he's been in his building for a long time. And the building has a waiting list. There are never any occupancies. And it's 50 units. And right now, 23 of the units
empty.
Are open because everyone broke their lease.
Yep. There you go.
Nuts.
Coming up in a moment, Shark Tank has Mr. Wonderful. This program has Mr. Romantic. We'll talk about how that all shapes up in a matter of moments right now. Speaking of shape, 45 after the hour, DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you and your weight. I have this new thing about mistakes that people make when they're losing weight. number one was rewarding yourself with a sweet treat. Number two is to not weigh yourself. The people who don't weigh themselves, they're on a diet, but they don't reward themselves by looking at the weight they are losing. In fact, if you're not losing, maybe you say you're on a diet, but you're not losing any weight. Well, maybe that's the problem. It isn't just diets. It's weight loss programs that we focus on here, because I'm always talking about Calitrin and how fabulous the program is. It is the safest way to lose weight. No matter whether you're here in America or around the world, it's become known as the safest way because it doesn't have any, no stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. It's all natural. So if it's time for you to get serious about losing weight, don't be silly about rewarding yourself. Just stay on the program. Focus on it, and you'll lose the weight and keep it off. That's the big deal. Go to toploss.com and use the discount code DJV so you don't have to pay any shipping. You get the buy three, get three free routine, or you can buy any numbers you want and get the equal number free. That's the Labor Day deal. The safety here for family, no matter what the age, you got kids that are overweight, put them on this before they go to bed at night. Take four capsules and let it do its work. Let it go to work. Calitrin, the world's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Check it all out at toploss.com, including their guarantee of satisfaction.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The smart home, a reality today with many of our devices connected to a home network. But are they safe from cyber criminals? What about your smart TV? We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about the vulnerability of your smart TV.
Yeah, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days you can stream all your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially a cyber criminal could actually come and take over. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
More info is at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, I don't know whether this is a mistake to put myself in the same league as Mr. Wonderful, but I am Mr. Romantic. I don't understand. Patrick Mahomes has given his girlfriend, Brittany Matthews, a diamond that's bigger than her knuckle. So
yes.
I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, what in the name of God would somebody spend that kind of dough on? What the hell does a diamond do for you? What does it mean?
Boy.
It is the
boy.
Biggest waste of money.
Oh,
give her something
God.
That means... I mean, what the hell do you need a rock on your hand like that for? What is
How
this?
Much did he spend, do you know?
Let me see here. $503,000? No, it can't be that much.
No, it's got to be more than that.
More
That's,
than that?
Oh, for sure. He just signed a couple $100 million deal. He's the
right.
he's the highest paid guy in the NFL. This was his high school sweetheart. Props to him. They've been together all through college. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't particularly think it's a pretty ring. It's just gigantic. It's like an ice ring on her hand.
I knew you'd know.
Yeah.
All about it.
Because, Doug, every woman knows. Okay. These are things that all women know.
When your husband gave you your fiancé a ring, did you say, oh, that's not good enough?
I actually
that's perfect.
I did not have an engagement ring.
Yeah.
He has since bought me a ring, which is beautiful. It's a pink sapphire, but, I didn't start out with one.
You knew he loved you. You didn't need a ring to show to prove that.
Yeah, but I'm happy I have one now. It's gorgeous.
Okay. There she is. It's 50. 10, where is it? We're 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Can turn the world on with her smile. Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance,
been a while since I heard something that sounded so 70s.
Yeah, right? I feel like we're in a time machine.
Here we are with Chuck. We're always in a time machine with Chuck Curry. Movie time, 53 after the hour on the DJV show. Dory Keelan, Chuck Curry, and Doug Steffen. So we're playing the music from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I can just see Ed Asner and Ted Baxter.
Ted Knight.
That's the guy that we think you look like.
The big voice. Oh, come on. I don't look
like Ted Knight.
Are you kidding? I look
like
him. Oh,
my God. You look so much like him.
Oh,
yes.
My God. No.
Chucker, back me up.
That is the unkindest cut
what
of
What are you talking
all?
About? He's handsome. Oh, my
he's
God,
He's an
no.
old fart. Who in the world
he's older than you, but I said you look like him. No. Oh, my God. How could you not take that as a compliment? My mom said that, too. She goes, yeah, Doug's handsome. He looks like Ted Knight. I said, that's what I say. And Lewis says it. We watch Caddyshack, and we just think it's you.
Wow.
That's the perfect place for me is Caddyshack. All right, Chucker, save me from this, will you, please?
This day in TV history, last episode of Mary Tyler Moore aired in 1977. First aired September 19, 1970, had a great run, one of the best sitcoms, I think, of all time.
Scripting, yeah, but the sitcoms today are terrible. Comparison to those. So why don't? Yeah, I mean, why did they never make a movie? That does that show lend itself to a movie in any way? No.
No, I don't think so. Because there was, you have to have Mary. It's Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, she sent it. But I tell you, the supporting cast they got for that show, like you stated, Ed Asner, Betty White,
Betty
Ted Knight, Gavin McLeod, who went on to do The Love Boat, Valerie Harper, which they spun off into her own TV show. What city did the show take place in, Doug? Remember?
Was it St. Louis? It was a big Western
Minneapolis,
city.
Minnesota.
Minneapolis, okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's good to know. What else would be good for us to know today, Chucker, as we
I was reading a story. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Chaz Boseman, who was a Black Panther, just passed away, that the producer of Marvel, which is Kevin Feige, and the rest of the producers had no idea he was that gravely ill. He obviously kept it self-contained, only his close friends and family knew, and Marvel did not know his condition until about an hour before he actually passed. They were planning on going into production sometime next March on Black Panther 2. Now, Boseman believed he would beat the colon cancer, put weight back on, and be okay. Unfortunately, it didn't play out that way, but what an awful story.
It's horrible.
And it's, a really awful story.
You know, it's interesting talking about people, the movie stars, and what they do with their lives. We're so fixated on them thanks to TMZ. You know who owns more apartments? This is an interesting reality because, when you look at the richest of all of the actors and actresses, in the top 10 every year for the past 20 years has been Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan cannot speak English.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan learns his lines and uses the words in his lines, but he doesn't really speak or understand English. But he does understand one thing, how to make money. He owns huge apartment complexes.
Oh, no doubt.
In Beijing?
He's still massive. He's still massive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But here, too, he just bought a whole bunch of complexes.
He's very likable. Yeah, I mean, he did the Rush Hour films.
Yeah.
He played, he's in the Karate Kid remake, and he's very good Shanghai Night movies, but in internationally, he's made an absolute fortune, no doubt about it.
Yep. And it's interesting when you think about the business acumen, you think of them as a single dimension. Bing Crosby, Moore, Bob Hope, and Gene Autry, they bought up huge amounts of land. When they first got started in the 40s and 50s and started to make money, all of them bought tons of land in Burbank. And that's where all the movies were shot at the time, but they realized that L.A. was going to be attractive, and they bought hundreds. They were hundreds of millions of dollars. What's that?
I said it's all about real estate.
It seems to be a business, but the point I'm trying to make is we look at these people as single dimensional. You know, in a manner, I'm looked at as a broadcast guy in the broadcast community, but I'm a farmer in the farming community. It always makes people, I think, there's never a single dimension to who we all are. I think if people knew you owned ice cream shops in Stroudsburg, they might be surprised at that, too. So there he is. Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen on the DJ.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.